الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم صدق الله العظيم. Most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. It is only the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala has given us this Mubarak day of Eid al-Adha and we have assembled here today. It is only the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last Eid, Eid al-Fitr, we were deprived of being together. But Allah, out of His mercy and compassion and love for us, Allah has given us this opportunity that on this Eid we are together. May Allah Ta'ala grant us always afiyat and ease in our deen, our dunya and akhirat. During this joyous occasion, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala accepts the hajj of all those hujjaj who were selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go for hajj this year, even though they were a very small number, but they are the delegation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wafdullah, and they are representing the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala make it be possible for all of us to go for hajj, especially those upon whom it is fard and they have yet, as yet not gone. May Allah open His doors of mercy for us. Also on this joyous occasion, we cannot forget so many of our family members and friends and near ones and dear ones, people who we knew, so many we did not know, who passed on in the recent few months. May Allah Ta'ala grant them maghfirat. May Allah give them jannatul firdaus. May Allah grant their family sabri jameel. Many of them have left behind masoom children. Children have become yateem. Many have become widows. Many have lost their parents. At this very moment, there are many people who are sick at home. They are not well, they are in hospital, even doctors are in ICU. May Allah give all those who are sick complete shifa, complete shifa. It costs us absolutely nothing in making dua for our Muslim brothers and sisters. The shan of a believer is that he has compassion in his heart for the entire ummah of Rasulullah. In the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ الْجَسَدِ. That you see the believing nation. In other words, the shan of a believer. This great quality of a believer is that you see one believer showing love, تَوَادِّهِمْ, from the word وُدُّن. He has love for his Muslim brother. He has mercy. So they show love to one another. They have mercy for one another. They have affection and compassion in their hearts. Their hearts are large. They're not such that they're insensitive to the difficulty and distress that Muslim brother or sister is suffering. They're not such that they ignore their Muslim brothers and sisters' plight and pain and suffering. No. They make dua for the ummah. They try and assist the ummah. كَمَثَلِ الْجَسَدِ Rasulullah has mentioned in several hadith. They are like one body. إِنْ اِشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عُضُّن. If one limb feels some pain, the entire body, تَدَاعَ لَهُ سَائِرُ جَسَدِ بِالْسَهَرِ وَالْحُمَّى. The entire body will then be restless. the entire night. And the body will feel fever and pain. Person has a toothache, or he's got a headache, the entire body feels that pain. He feels feverish. This is exactly how the Muslim Ummah should be. This is how the Muslim Ummah was in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the time of Sahaba, in the time of the Tabi'een, in the Khairul Qurun. But as time has passed, and especially in our day and age, we don't have the compassion anymore. Ana wa kafirul yatimi kahatain. Rasul says, I and the one who looks after a yatim child, we are like this. On the day of Qiyamah in Jannah, we'll be like this. So close. Bashir bin Aqraba radiallahu ta'ala, he had lost his mother, living with his father in Medina Munawwara. He had nobody else in his family. And soon the call was for the father to go out in the path of Allah, and the father leaves. Bashir radiallahu ta'ala, a little boy, playing with his friends in the gullies of Medina. And after some time the news comes that now the Muslim army is returning. So like all the other friends, he goes out to welcome his father. He had been missing his father for a long time. And so when he goes out, he looks and he waits for his father, and everybody comes back, and all the little children, they go running for their fathers, and they hug and embrace their fathers, and their fathers show them that love, and they kiss their children. And Bashir looks for his father. He cannot find his father. And he thinks, just now my father, he's coming, he's a bit delayed, and he waits and he waits, and he sees nobody coming. And he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, a little innocent child. Innocent words. An innocent question. Ya Rasulullah, Aina Abi? Ma fa'ala Abi? Where's my father? Where's my father? Rasulullah ﷺ cannot break down the news to him. He tries to avoid the situation at that moment so that he could explain to him later. How is he? Imagine Rasulullah is rahmatul alameen. So full of compassion that he could not even tolerate the children crying in salah, and he would curtail his salah. How is he going to break the news to Bashir that your father has become shaheed? Such a difficult task. Bashir comes the other side. Ya Rasulullah, ma fa'ala bi? Where's my father? Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells your father has become the beloved of Allah. Bashir begins to cry. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam begins to cry. He says, oh Bashir, won't you be happy that from today I will become your father, and say that Aisha will become your mother? Bashir radiallahu anhu says, Ya Rasul, I am happy, I am happy. See the compassion Rasul had. We lack this compassion. We just want to fight, argue, show malice in our heart. If we are upset with person A, we are taking it our anger on innocent people. On innocent people. People who are doing some deeni khidmat, we even undermine their good efforts that they are making. All we do, sit in our armchairs, and we are busy on the social media platform the entire day, just toxic language, filth, abusive words. My beloved Ummah, my beloved friends, it is time that we understand and redirect our lives towards Sirat-e-Mustaqim. If we are going to fight and fight and quarrel and argue, then we have broken into smitherings. There is disunity. Whereas Islam teaches us to have unity. Islam even teaches us, man satara musliman, satarahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah. You see your own Muslim brother committing some wrong. He's got a weakness in him. He's got a fault. Rasulullah says, conceal that fault. Hide that fault. Doesn't mean you cannot explain to him he's wrong. Go up in a nice way. In a polite way, with love and affection, explain to him he's wrong. And try and redirect him towards that which is haq and right. There's a way of, there's an approach how we do things. But the poor man has made a mistake, and we make that viral as though we are so happy to show the weakness of our Muslim brother and sister. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will just give you the khulas of this. That if you make viral a weakness of your Muslim brother or sister, and you make isha'at of it, and you spread that weakness of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you commit that same sin in this world. Man satara Muslim, man satarahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah. You conceal the fault of your Muslim brother, your Muslim sister in this world, Allah will conceal your fault on the day of Qiyamah. That person who alleviates, who removes one difficulty from his Muslim brother and sister in this world, Allah will remove from him the difficulties of the hereafter. And this is the lesson we have today. This is my message today. لا تحاسدوا. Don't have jealousy for one another. If he is prosperous in his business, wish him well. Make dua for him. But don't desire that Allah must snatch away this ni'mat and you get happy in seeing him becoming a loser and suffering in his business. No. لا تباغضوا. Don't have bughz, enmity, malice in your heart. لا تقاطعوا. Don't sever relationships. How many a brother is not on talking terms to his sister, even on the day of Eid? These are occasions to go up and ask for forgiveness. And when we ask for forgiveness, we must be genuine and sincere from the deep recesses of our hearts. Our life has become just lip service. Alhamdulillah, we have great inspirational and motivational thoughts and messages that we send out. Some of the messages that go out every day. Hundreds of messages. Good messages. MashaAllah. Excellent. But when it comes to action, we seem to be hopeless and helpless. Too many words, little action. We have to be pragmatic. We have to be productive Muslims. And Allah has given all of us that isti'adad. We all have the potentiality. This Muslim Ummah is not a weak nation. This Muslim Ummah has contributed to the world in different segments and spheres of life. We are a powerful nation and we have got excellent qualities to share with the entire world. Dr. Mustafa Siba'i, rahmatullahi alayhi, in his one work, Hakadha Allamatni Al-Hayat, he has mentioned, on the day of Eid, we all say takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. He says, لو كبرت قلوب المسلمين كما تكبر ألسنتهم لغير وجه التاريخ. If only we make takbir, not only from our tongues, but from the deep recesses of our heart. We believe in the loftiness, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that come with me. Whatever it may be, whatever disaster, musibat we are going through. But if Allah wants khair to come to us, Allah will make good come to us. And if Allah wants us to, wants harm to come to us, the whole ummah can come together and try and benefit us. They will not be successful. Our yaqeen is always in Allah. So make use of the means. Take whatever precaution that is necessary within the limits of sharia. But let us not remove our focus from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is in His control. Life in His control. Mort in His control. Sickness in His control. Health in His control. Of course, when a person is sick, you give him dua. Rasulullah SAW taught a person, taught all of us that when he goes visit a sick person, Allahumma shfihi. Allahumma shfihi. Allahumma aafihi. It's not that no mort will come to you, you'll die. It's an incorrect way, incorrect attitude. Make dua for shifa. Give the person kind words. Our takbir come from the heart, from the bottom of our heart. We understand the power of Allah. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam was praised in the Quran. Every Nabi of Allah, they praise in the Quran. Why? They had true tawakkul and yaqeen and iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, the unwavering faith he had in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How firm he was, how steadfast he was. And we see when he was thrown into the fire, by Nimrud, then it did not affect him in the least bit. When the angel comes down, oh Ibrahim, can I assist you? He says, as for you, no. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. My Allah is sufficient for me. When he is told to leave his family on the barren lands of Makkah, imagine. Now we see Makkah, mashallah, beautiful hotels and so many people and so much of fruit and produce from different parts of the world. At that time, absolutely barren, not a single human being, nothing. He has to leave Hajar, leave Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, a little baby, still drinking milk from his mother. Leave them all alone. Why? This is the command of Allah. So we see he's the spirit of sacrifice in Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. We see the love he has for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is more than the love he has for anything in this world. Inna Ibrahim kana ummah. When you talk about ummah, it's a nation. a large collection of individuals, like we have ijamaat. Ijamaat is not one person, many people. Allah says Ibrahim is a nation on his own. He passed the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then finally when he's told to sacrifice his own son, perhaps it is easy for a person to maybe take his own life. Allah didn't tell Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to present yourself and take away your life for my sake. Allah says that beloved Ismail who is beloved to you. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعُهُ السَّعْيَ Quran talks about that age when Ismail salatu wasalam is running with his father. The love, the bond, the time the father was waiting to now enjoy his son in that youth. Now he is told to slaughter his son. And immediately, he was ready. Even Ismail was ready. Hajar was ready. Complete submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the lesson we have today, that complete submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the true sense of the word. This is the lesson of Qurbani. Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi mentioned, haqiqat Qurbani. What is the reality of Qurbani? He says, fana'i nafs. Annihilation of your nafs. What does it mean? Simple terms. To make mukhalafat of your nafs, your egos. Pride holds us from speaking the truth. Pride, arrogance. We have developed in ourselves such an attitude that we make such statements, we do such things, and because of our pride, we do not want to humble ourselves. In that we are destroying the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I don't have much time to go into details. But amongst the great qualities, common qualities of all the Anbiya, the first quality was at-tawadu. Humility. Every Nabi humbled himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, it is mentioned, لو تصافحت نفوسهم كما تتصافح أيديهم كما تتصافحت أيديهم لَقَضَوْا عَلَىٰ عَوَامِ الْفُرْقَةِ Like on the Eid day, people make mulaqat, musafaha. Then, he says, if only our heart, our souls, our ruh has to make mulaqat. When we shake hands, our ruh makes, it embraces the person. It shakes hands with the ruh of the other person. When we have that type of love, it's not a superficial love. Ikhwanul alaniya. Outwardly, he's my brother. Ada'u sarira. Some says, but inside he's got hatred for the man. Not that. He's got genuine love for him. If that happens, لَقَضَوْا عَلَىٰ عَوَامِلِ الْفُرْقَةِ This ummah will then terminate all the different disunities they have. We'll all be one. كُنُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانَا Become brothers, oh servants of Allah. Become brothers. That person who is in the hajat, who sees to the need of his Muslim brother, كَانَ اللَّهُ فِي حَاجَتِهِ Allah becomes in his need. And if you see the purity of the hearts of the Sahaba, it is an occasion of Jumu'ah. Rasulullah Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab, Amir al-Mu'mineen, he is on the minbar. Umar! The great Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala stands up in the assembly of the Sahaba. And he dares to pose such a question. Oh Umar, Amir al-Mu'mineen, with respect. You have given us, each one of us, one sheet, one garment today from the Baytul Mal. We all have got one. How come is it that you have two? In other words, is it possible, you being Amir al-Mu'mineen, you have favored yourself and taken two sheets? In the presence of Sahaba. And Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, Abdullah, referring to his son, stand up and explain to Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala. He says, my sheet, I gave it to my father. And that's how he's got two sheets. Salman Farsi radiallahu says, Jazakumullah, that is sufficient for me. And he sits down. Umar radiallahu did not become angry with Salman. You embarrass me. No. Purity of the heart which we all lack. May Allah forgive me. I shouldn't say all, I lack. It is my weakness. Let us understand we are an ummah of Rasulullah. We have been going through great trials and tribulations. We are all on one ship, sailing one ship. Let us not sink. Let us not make more cracks. Of course, we follow haq, sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sirat mustaqim. But there are so many of us who are weak. And we need to be uplifted. Kind words, some polite words. And inshallah, we do this, then we will reach our destination with ease. So many more things I would have wanted to mention. But in short, let us be united, ummah. Let us not forget the poor, the weak, the orphans, the widows. We must go out in search of those who are in need. We sit back very comfortable today. And mashallah, organizations are doing very sterling work. We're not talking bad about any person. They're doing excellent work. But it seems that we are so comfortable. We give organization A, B some money and we have discharged our zakat, our sadaqah. Are we happy? No. Go out into the ummah and look for those orphans. Look for those poor people. Look for that person who's not going to beg. There are widows not far, living far from here. They won't ask for a single cent. They have haya in them. They've got shame. They feel embarrassed. How are they going to stretch out their hands? But if you are genuine, Allah will bring those people to you. And in a nice way, without even embarrassing them, help them, assist them. There are so many people now who require oxygen tanks. Be just comfortable and we'll pass our own verdict against people. Let us go and assist those people. May Allah give me tawfiq. May Allah give all of us tawfiq. May Allah keep us united. May Allah keep us in haqq and hidayat. May Allah make us such that we reach that love, the pinnacle of love that these Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam had. And then inshallah we make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah showers us with His special mercy, especially on the day of Eid. If we should not forget the different rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is upon us on this day. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We should get ready for Eid Salat. Eid Salat is a wajib salat. 2 rakat wajib namaz with 6 extra takbirs. Very quickly again, we say Allahu Akbar and Subhanakallahumma bihamdik wa reed. Then Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and then Allahu Akbar the third time, we follow our hands, qiraat normal, first rakat, second rakat, the qiraat takes place, and before ruku, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar 3 times, and the 4th time Allahu Akbar, we go into ruku. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم وغير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
اللهم انصر واحفظ أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من جميع البليات والآفات والعاهات. اللهم احرسنا بعينك التي لا تنام واكنفنا بركنك الذي لا يرام. يا الله forgive us our sins, my Allah. يا الله we are weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you for every ni'mat that you have bestowed upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not snatch away these ni'mats, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not close up the doors of our masajid again, my Allah. Ya Allah, keep our masajid open and abad, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, my Allah, for your forgiveness, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive every single one of us, my Allah. Every ummati of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every single sin we committed, my Allah. Major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly. The darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Ghafur Rahim, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Ghafur Rahim, my Allah. Ya Allah, you selected us to be in the ummat of your most beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make shukr to you, the iman you have given us, my Allah. Make us live with iman, make us die with iman, raise us in the day of qiyam with iman. We make shukr to you, you made us in the ummat of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make shukr to you, you have given us Eid, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are suffering today, my Allah. Allah, remove their suffering, my Allah. Whichever part of the world they may be, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have raham on the yateems, my Allah. On the widows, my Allah. On the ummat of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, make us become nek and salih, my Allah. Allah, make us become righteous and pious, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Allah, we have gone away from sirat mustaqim, my Allah. Bring us back onto sirat mustaqim, my Allah. Hey Allah, you are most powerful, my Allah. There is nobody greater than you, my Allah. Allah, you are akbar, my Allah. You are kabir, my Allah. All kibriya is only for you, my Allah. Everything is in your control, my Allah. Grant all of us afiyat, 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 salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, jain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman, sweetness of sajda, sweetness of ibadat, my Allah. Accept our qurbani today, my Allah. Accept our qurbani, my Allah. Allah, give us taqwa, my Allah. Allah, give us taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatu firdaus. Ya Allah, grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Give us mawt in Madina Sharif. Baril jannatul baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy kuthu rota from his mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs. Our brothers have raised their hands. Our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all our needs. Fulfill all our needs, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove this pandemic, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove it completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين. الله أكبر 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 لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد فنحمده حمدا كثيرا كلما يحمده الحامدون ونشكره شكرا جميلا كلما يشكر شاكرون ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة تنفعنا يوم القيامة يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي يغبطه الأولون والآخرون صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم يجمع الأولون والآخرون. أما بعد فيا أيها الناس أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون. ويقول الله عز وجل لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الله أكبر 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 لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حيان عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعن كل صحابة أجمعين. اللهم اغفر لعباس ولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي من أحبهم فبحب أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغض أبغضهم وخير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلنا منهم. عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيدكم لعلكم تذكرون. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد.